Time for Mom's Minute.
Oh, cool, Nicolette. Oh, really?
That minute is over.
Hello. How you doing?
All about millions and millions of listeners.
Mom and teacher get out there like two people.
Thank you, Mom.
Ms. H?
Ms. H, where's my intro music?
You didn't give me the intro music, Mom.
I want the intro music, Darren.
Mom, you didn't give me any.
Oh, there you go. Mom's Minute. Comments.
I didn't see that, Mom.
I heard you feeling nothing's going right. Why don't you let me stop by? The clock is ticking, running out of time. So we should party all night. So cover your eyes, I have a surprise. I hope you got a healthy appetite.
Oh, I was dancing. Thank you, Darren. Thank you, Derek. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Mom's Minute Video Game Show. On this first show after E3, as you know, E3 was about 2 weeks ago, wasn't it, Derek? June 10th through 12th, I believe that was the dates of E3. And this is our very first show after that. So I hope you all are having a good day, as I am, even though I'm in a remote location. I normally broadcast from home. But we live in a mobile society, so you can pretty much broadcast just about anywhere. So everything's working out very well. I can hear the music, Derek. Everything is great. So before we get into the show, I want to thank you all, everyone who's been joining me as I play Watch Dogs on Twitch TV. I've been playing that for the past few Sundays on Twitch TV / All Games Network Video.
They could just go to allgames.com.
Sunday at 4 o'clock. What, Derek?
They could just go to allgames.com/live, Ma. It'll show up there.
Okay. allgames.com/live. You can and they can watch me play there
yes.
at that time.
Yes.
I mean, if they do
yes.
that.
Yes.
All right. Okay. All right. I did have some audio problems because I'm thinking about getting another a set of headphones. I have the Sony Gold, whatever you call those headphones. I'm not sure if I'm satisfied with them, but I did download the app. I did that this past weekend. I downloaded the app, and they said that way you can control the tone and the volume and everything. So I did download that, and I went through the motions of trying to get a better sound out of the headphones. But I'm not sure if I'm satisfied with them. I may end up getting Turtle Beach. It's coming out with some headphones, especially for the PS4, and that will be happening pretty soon. So I may get some new headphones. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. All right, let me go through my intro, you all. I'm getting off this topic. Let's go through the intro. I would like to thank my son, Derek, for creating Mom's Minute and for doing an excellent job, as usual, producing the show. As you know, my name is Ms. H, and this is Mom's Minute Video Game Show, which airs live on Mondays at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time at chat.allgames.com. That's chat.allgames.com. Here's all the ways you can listen to me, Ms. H. You can listen to me at allgames.com, just like Mom's Minute Podcast. You can listen to me on Stitcher.com, iTunes, my website, moms-minute.com. You can follow me on Twitter under my Twitter name, Ms. H equals win. That's Ms. H equals win, all one word, to keep up with my tweets. You can do that. I'm also on Facebook under Ms. H. Davis. You can also send me an email, ms.h@moms-minute.com. So there's lots of ways that we can communicate with each other. Right now, you can send me comments and chat related to video games anytime during the show at chat.allgames.com. Now, Derek, is there another way to can send comments other than going to chat.allgames.com? Is there a quicker way or another way?
allgames.com/live.
Oh, same way, Derek? Okay, yeah. So allgames.com/live, you can get the chat and the Twitch TV?
Yes.
Okay, maybe I should start adding it as a way to that they can send comments. All right, Mom's Minute is a clean show. So please do not use profanity and send me only nice, polite comments. Today we will discuss, well, really, you all, I played one video game on my PS4, Sparkle 2. I didn't get a chance to play a game on my Xbox One. But Derek says, since I did go to E3, you all, you know, now I can tell you all everything about it. I went to E3 and I got accepted under my Mom's Minute website, which I thought that was really, really great. And my sons urged me to do that because I want to, you know, sort of use allgames.com. But I went through all the steps and I got my notification back saying that I was registered and what to do and all that. And I had a really, really good time. I got to see both of my sons. Travis drove down. So we had a really, really nice time.
What was E3 like?
In L.A., Los Angeles, California, Hollywood.
What was E3 like, Ma?
Oh, E3 was so fun, Derek. It was exciting. It was very exciting. I had made appointments. Before I left home, I made appointments via my games press or my email. You know, Derek forwarded me emails from a lot of the developers. So I had made quite a few appointments.
What was the first thing you did?
Because I wanted to make sure I kept all my appointments, so I did not overdo it. I made sure my appointments were after 12 o'clock p.m. because I had to allow for the traffic and all. You all know there's a lot of traffic out in L.A.
What was the first thing you did, Ma?
The first thing I did, after I got to L.A., Derek, when you picked me
up? The first E3 thing.
I had to be thinged out because I was in Hollywood. Was I in Hollywood? I was in L.A.
No, you were not in Hollywood.
I was LAX. I was at LAX, and that was the first thing I did, Derek. You had to pick me up, Derek.
Went to where, Ma?
If I recall, Derek, I had not planned to talk about E3, Derek, so I have to try to do all this from memory.
You went to a certain press conference, Ma?
Oh, yes, exactly. The first day, I mean, we drove directly from LAX to the EA press conference, and something interesting happened, you all, because Derek had his credentials, you know, his whatever he had in order to get in. So I just walked up. I mean, Derek showed his paperwork, and then I was standing right beside Derek, and she sort of looked at me, and I said, I'm with him. And she said, okay, and she gave me a band. She put a band on my wrist. And I thought I gave kudos to Derek for Derek, you did really good, Derek, because you had really nonchalant about it. Because at first I was concerned that I was not going to be able to get into the EA press conference because I didn't have any paperwork or whatever credentials. So at first I told Derek, I said, now, Derek, you go in. I'll sit in the car and wait, and you go in and see how things are and come back. But Derek convinced me to walk along with them. We found a good parking space, walked a little ways too, and it was being held at Shrine Auditorium. And I was so happy that I got in because I followed Derek lead. I did not excited, like, you know, I was concerned, like I was not going to get in. I just said, oh, I don't have my paperwork. How can I get in? Can you let me in? I just said, I'm with him. And she just, oh, she's okay. That's fine. She gave me a band. Now, they give you a paper band around your wrist to show that you are okay to go into the auditorium. Now, Derek told me at the Sony conference, what did you tell me they gave people who were eligible to go in? They gave them lighted up bracelets?
The Ubisoft and the Microsoft conferences got light up bracelets.
Right. EA could have done better than that. They gave us paper bracelets. But I was just so happy to get in.
Had tables set up. Everybody else just had seats. EA had like a banquet table with food and stuff.
Oh, did they have food too?
You got food on the way out.
Oh yeah, Derek. The way you said it, Derek, was like they were serving food, Derek. Because I saw people sitting at the table, but I didn't notice they were eating or not. It was like they were just sitting there looking at the presentations. So yeah, they did serve little gourmet type dishes on the way out. You call a piece of pizza, a piece of pizza. if you call pizza a dish. And I did get a small slice and asked Derek, did he want any? Derek did not want any. And after that, we went to, Derek, where did we go after that, Derek? Now this was the day before E3 actually started. E3 started on June 10th, and I got there June 9th, I got in LA June 9th. So we were there the day when a lot of the press conferences was going on. Initially, I was trying very hard to get into the Sony and the Ubisoft, but I decided, Derek, I'm so glad, Derek, thank you for getting us into, or me into, because you could have gotten in, into the EA conference, because I didn't give up on it, but I had decided I was going to concentrate on the conference itself and the games instead of the press conference. But everything worked out really, really well. I had a really, really good time. And anything interesting happened. Took a lot of pictures. It was very dark inside. They had spotlights around. It was a two-level type seating, I think. Not seating. A lot of people standing up. In fact, when we went in, she told us that they only had standing room only. So we went upstairs.
They would have had more room if they'd hadn't given everybody those goofy tables. They could have sat everybody down. Instead, they set up those tables, which took up more room than they should have.
I know, and they might have done it on purpose, Derek, to make it seem as if they had a whole lot of people attending. Because you said that the other press conferences had auditorium, regular seating, and they seem to have had more people in attendance at the other conferences. And I didn't go to any other ones. Derek, did you go to any other ones other than EA?
No, I did not.
Okay, well, I had a really, really good time there. They had spotlights going around the room. And one time it was showing on me. I said, oh, I must be on TV. I thought I was on TV. So we had to edge our way close up to the balcony.
Did you see any games you like, Ma?
Get close. What, Derek?
Did they talk about any games you're interested in?
Okay, now, that was the first day. Derek, I'm talking about my press conference, Derek.
That's what I'm talking about. Did you see any games at the press conference that EA had that you were interested in?
Oh, okay. I was just overjoyed at being there, Derek, and being around the people and all. I guess the games were important. And I'm trying to recall some of the games that they had. And Derek, I remember you said that you were thinking they may have a celebrity to come on.
No celebrities were there.
No famous came on stage, did they, Derek?
No, they did not.
Okay. Which was fun.
They had Madden, they had Battlefield, they had The Sims, they had Dragon Age. Any of those were you interested in?
There was nothing new. I did not see anything new and different. And they made a big to-do about the last one. They held this game for last. What was that game, Derek? Battlefield 4?
The new Battlefield.
The new Battlefield. That was the highlight of the whole show. They held that until the end. And all I saw was a lot of explosions, a lot of violence. And they also showed Mortal Kombat. Of course, they showed gross stuff, that I didn't enjoy watching. Stuff, but
EA didn't show Mortal Kombat.
But to me, I thought Mortal Kombat, Derek.
At EA?
I thought it was EA.
Maybe it was EA,
Mom. I saw, I remember that because there was discussion when I got home and I did some, checking the internet what people were saying about E3. One person said, maybe more than one person said, that there was only one woman presenter, but they managed to show five beheaded heads or something like that. So, yes, that was at EA. I do recall that. But let's see. Anything else, Derek, about the EA conference? I had a good time. That was the first thing we did. And then after that, we went to EA to pre-register. So we didn't have to walk in, stand in line to get our badges or anything, Derek. There was a problem, and I had to pay. I printed down all of my paperwork, and I had everything to give to the person there. So I gave her my paperwork. Derek would use his phone, And for some reason, there, what happened? It didn't read the first time, right? Yes, she had to do something.
Yes, ma'am. She moved it to a different reader, and that's it.
Oh, so there was a problem with the reader.
Yes.
So everything worked out well. Derek got his badge. I got my badge. Now, along with the badge, they did give us persona, something to put inside the badge holder as like advertisement. And the first thing Derek told me to do was to remove that because I didn't know. Derek said to look around, see if anybody else was wearing that attachment, whatever.
It's important to appear cool, Ma. If you don't appear cool, people don't think you're cool.
And so you got Derek said we had to appear cool, so we had to go to the cool room because we walked past. Now, this is a big place, you all. This L.A. Convention Center is very, very large. Everything is very gigantic, I would say. Like, outside the building, they have these big pictures of Assassin's Creed and all that. And then they had something really different. And on the first day, we didn't know what was going on because they had a big what do you call that there? Platform? I don't know what you call it, but it was covered up in cloth and we didn't know what was going on. I didn't know what was going on. But the next day we found out that they had actual painters or artists painting scenes from video games or characters from video games. They had Adam Pearce from Watch Dogs. They had some more characters and they were painting the pictures as you walk past. So I thought it was so different. I took a lot of pictures of those, of that UR. I thought it was so creative for them to do this. And this is a really, really large picture. It's not a small picture, very, very large. So let's see, anything else there that first day? We got registered. We went into the cool room. Derek said we had to go into the cool room where people just saw.
The media room.
Sat around. The media room. Was that what you called there? Media. You told me it was a cool room.
It is a cool room.
People go there. So
everybody thinks they're cool in there.
I told Derek that I want to go where the cool people hang out. So we went there. And it's a real, everything was big. Real large room. They had bean bags. Where you could sit down. They had regular chairs, regular seating. And they had free food. Was it food there? No, they had free pretzels. They had free coffee and tea. I think I drank tea. I don't think I drank any coffee. I made some tea. Yeah, I made myself some tea. They had hot water, so I got tea. Derek, you got some coffee, right?
Yes.
And I even, I had to walk up to the table to get a napkin. And one of the guys there, he was there. I guess he was one of the cool people too, Derek. But I told you the conversation I had when I was making my tea. He was talking about what he had planned out. He just struck up a conversation. I said, well, I don't know. He just started talking. He said,
cool people talk to other cool people, man. That's how it works.
Cool people do that there. So I guess I was looking cool because he was talking about his plan for the day. He said, well, I guess I won't get, I didn't get much sleep last night. I had to get here real early. He said, what I'm going to do is stream the Nintendo conference. So apparently he's there on the job. And this one I want to tell you all, you all know E3 is a trade conference. It's for people who work in the video game industry. It's not open to the public. You have to be in the video game industry. Like a lot of you all out there are in the video game industry, just like Derek and I, we are in the video game industry, a multi-billion-dollar industry. So I had a nice conversation with him, and then I walked back and talked to Derek. I said, Derek, cool. I got he talked to me about his plan for the day and all. So that was a nice conversation, and then a new group of people came in. And they used the bean bags that were just spread around the room. Derek and I were sitting in a high-level, tight seating area. And we heard some voices over the other side of the partition. And Derek said that Derek, did you say you was going to go over there? We never got a chance to go and see who was over there, the other side. Probably more cool people. We were cool that day. So we were cool the whole time during the whole conference, you all. I had best time. I did not want to leave California. I did not want to leave. I want to go back. Okay, but anyway, let's talk about Comfrey Shore. But it was exciting. I know a lot of you all might have gone there, and now you're probably thinking, oh, yeah.
You got yelled at for
jumping. So it was a new experience to me, my first.
You almost got kicked out by security, bro.
Huh, I got kicked out by what?
You almost got kicked out by security for looking at a display.
Oh, yes, on the first day. Now, I want to set a good example, you all, but that did sort of upset me a little, not much. They were just putting a nice display of, it looked like it was, there was a space vehicle or something. It was looked really, really nice. And I said, I got to take a picture of this. So I posed and was taking a picture. And then the security guard walked up and he said, oh, you can't take pictures here. I said, oh really? I said, really can't? He said, no, you can't take pictures here. So I told Derek that, and I checked. I said, and what Derek did, Derek explained to me that, and it really makes sense that the, you know, the conference hasn't really started yet. We were there a day before the conference actually started. So I guess they didn't want all the, pictures out or whatever. But I did, when he walked away, I did take a picture. All right. Because I didn't think there was anything wrong with taking pictures. I had been taking pictures all that day inside that convention. And all of a sudden, I can't take a picture. So I did take a picture, but I did wait. And you shouldn't do that, but still, I thought he was overstepping his bounds by telling me what I could not do. So I did get my picture taken. Okay? I did take a picture. Not my picture taken. I did. Oh, I did get my picture taken later on, you all. Derek, I had so much. Derek, what time is it? Derek, we got to talk about the show, Derek. 7:22, Derek. I'm still talking about E3.
It's your E3 special, Ma.
This is my E3 special, Derek. I got all this other stuff I want to talk about.
It's your E3 special, Ma.
Okay, this is my E3 special. Okay, all right. So what happened was, what happened the first day there? We went to the cool room and hung out.
And that's it. And you complained about the price of parking.
Did I complain about the price of parking?
Yes.
Oh, yes. It was. Now, that happened the second day when Travis showed up, I think, Derek, when it was
Travis charged showed up on the second day.
Travis
wasn't there the second day.
$20.
Travis wasn't there the second day.
Oh, he wasn't there the second day?
No.
The second night. He got there second night, right? And then we went there the third day.
So the first day of actual E3, how was that, Mom, when you actually went in there your very first time?
Okay, my very first time, we found a place to park, and we had to walk quite a long ways from the parking area. We found a parking garage. There was a garage that Derek said was not a true garage. You remember that, Derek? You said that's not a real garage. So we ended up having to walk quite a ways from the garage to the convention center. And there was a whole lot of people around it. You know, nice sunny day out. I had my first appointment for that day was, I think it was like, 3 o'clock, and we got there at 12. So we had a lot of time to walk around and do a lot of different things, see a lot of different things, and so forth. I don't have any notes, Derek. I had not planned to talk about E3, so you got to ask me questions, Derek.
You had not planned to talk about E3, bro.
Huh?
E3 was not on your agenda to talk about.
No, I was going to write articles about what I saw. I was going to write articles about my interview. I had an interview with he said he was the producer. I don't know if he was really the producer.
Why would he lie about, I'm pretty sure he was a producer, man. I don't think he's going to go around.
Oh, no, Derek. Oh, no.
Lying to the press about whether he, because it's
yeah, but
it's
I think he was because he told me what he actually did. Now, I'm talking about when I had my interview with the producer of How to Train Your Dragon. That was the highlight, I think, of my trip, of my video, other than, you know, seeing my sons and so forth. One of the highlights was talking to this producer. Now, we started off, and I did record the video of the audio of my interview with him. He was my first interview. He started off talking about the train. Derek, what was the name of that airplane? game.
Planes, Fire, and Rescue.
Right, and the main character is Dusty, the airplane.
Yes.
Right, so it's a child's game, and age limit 6 to 8. So he started
family.
Off
they don't call it a child's game, they call it a family game.
Family game. All right, exactly. But he kept telling me the age limit was 6 to 8, but I don't know why he said that. Okay, family game. Exactly right, Derek. So what happened next was he started talking about that, and then he segue over and start talking about how to train your dragon. So we move from one display to another different type display where that game was being played. So I had a lot of questions. I had to ask him a lot of questions about that because that was the game that I wanted to learn more about. I asked him about the movie. I asked what his role was, and he said he was the producer. And I asked him what did he do as producer. He said what he did was try to coordinate things between himself, between the video game companies and the movie, because you all know the movie people. Because you all know How to Train Your Dragon is out right now in the movies. At that time, it had not been released yet, and Derek explained to me that. In some games, if they have not been released, you really can't take pictures of the display. And I can't recall if I took pictures of that. I think I took pictures there. I think I took pictures of How to Train Your Dragon.
How to Train Your Dragon, you could take pictures of. Planes, Fire, and Rescue, you were not allowed to take pictures of.
Okay, I was okay then because I did not take pictures of that game. So we talked about that and I asked some questions because, they showed... The graphic had pretty good graphics, and to me, this game had better graphics than the airplane family game.
Which is why they don't want to take pictures of it, Ma. That's exactly why they don't want you taking pictures of it, because of what you just said. The Planes and Fire Rescue isn't even done.
Okay, I see.
It's not going to be out for months, and the guy even said we still got a lot of work to do on it.
Yeah. In fact, Derek, you asked about the narrative. Would they be voice actors? And he said they're working on that. Yeah, so I take that back, you all. They're still working on that game, the airplane game. But I was really impressed with How to Train Your Dragon. So impressed that when I got home and the next day after decided to go to a movie, the movie I went to see was How to Train Your Dragon. And that's it's an animated film. I had a good time watching the movie, and when I was trying to compare the movie to sort of the video game, even though I only saw short parts of the video game, I saw parts where the dragon was flying in the air, but there's so much more they can do with movies because, they had a whole storyline, really nice storyline, and you get engrossed in the story, and before I knew, I felt like I was looking at real people instead of cartoon figures. That's a very, very good movie, you all. If you haven't seen that, you should go see How to Train Your Dragons. What I liked about that movie was, even though they had the main character was, and I can't recall his name, but he's the male person who has a dragon. And I forgot the dragon's name. See, Derek, if my notes, I wouldn't have all this information. But everybody seemed to in this movie, everybody got a chance to be the main character. That's what I liked about this movie. They didn't center only on him. Everybody got a chance to tell their story. But back to the E3 conference, I did tape my conversation with the developer, and his first name is Matt. I do remember his first name was Matt. And then, Derek, you remember when we was talking, just you and I at first, and then a lady came up, and she started asking questions and almost talking over me. So I had to, and you all noticed it when I post my interview, I had to make it known that I was the main one being interviewing here.
Ma, you're in the big leagues now, Ma.
I know it, Derek. You have to fight your way, Derek.
You can't be sitting there and let so that you gotta earn your spot.
Oh, Derek, I was there first.
I was there first. That's not how it works in the big league.
I was talking to him
in the big city, man. That's not how it works. I was here first.
And So this will be an interesting part, you all, because she asked a question. Right after she asked a question, I had to make sure I asked a question that required a longer answer. So, but she stayed for a few minutes, and then she left me with just me, Derek and I, and the developer. I mean, the producer. I don't know why I would call him a developer. Now, all that time, what was going on is that we were in a small room. There were at first it was just
Derek. We were not on the show floor.
The other people came, started coming in. Before long, it was really crowded in that room. What, Derek?
This was not on the show floor. This was in a meeting room. So it was a very closed area.
Exactly. Right. You need an appointment in order to get... to go to. I think that, well, no, Derek, because you didn't have an appointment. You walked in with me. But I thought you had needed an appointment. But anyway.
Appointments are for non-cool people, Ma.
Okay, so if I go next year, I do not need to make appointments, Derek.
No, you should make appointments, but I won't make appointments, Ma, so I'll just walk in with you. You got to act like you're supposed to be there, Ma. That's the trick of it all.
Uh-huh.
You act like you're supposed to be there, right. And people expect you to be there.
Okay, but I was taking a lot of pictures. Do you think there was a giveaway of me taking a whole bunch of pictures?
No, pictures are good. They also have for the Falling Skies there. The Falling Skies game was in that same meeting room. And mm-hmm. The new Falling Skies game, based off the TV show, is, I would not say an exact replica of XCOM, but I would say it is a very close sibling to the XCOM game. It's a turn-based strategy game, isometric view. Basically, it's XCOM with the Falling Skies skin over top of it. So if you enjoyed XCOM, you will more than likely enjoy the new Falling Skies game that will be out very soon.
Right, and Derek, you got the person who was showing that game to you, he admitted it. He admitted that the game was really XCOM. Even though it was, what was the name of it there? Falling Skies was the
Falling
name of
Skies.
It. He did it. Falling what?
Falling Skies.
Falling Skies. But Derek knew right away that was like an XCOM ripoff, I guess you would call it.
Not a ripoff, Ma.
No, ripoff. What is it? Are they the same company, Derek?
No, it's a different company. Same style
different
of
company.
Game.
So why isn't
it's
it one?
Very, it's
why
the same it? Style. That's like saying Call of Duty is a Battlefield ripoff. I mean, they're the same
style. Oh, no. It's the same. Well, let's say it's a similar type game.
Similar type
as
game.
As XCOM. Let's say it that way then, all right? So, let's see. Have I talked about the first day, the second day, and then... Oh, we spent the first day looking for, I don't know if you want to talk about AGN, Derek, at all?
We saw him on the second day.
Okay, I think we did that, yeah. Oh, and we got VIP treatment on the second day, you all. We walked into, Derek helped us because at that time it was like, I think it was like 1 o'clock p.m. And we found a parking space. They had valet parking. And at the same area where they had valet parking, they also had like all of these food trucks set up where you could, buy food. Huh?
Devolver Digital had a food truck area set up.
Yes. See, Derek knew all the detail. So there was two, I guess it was security, people checking people in to make sure that they are okay or authorized to go into this eating area. And, at that time, Travis had not picked up his badge. I don't know if that was the criteria in order to get him in or not, Derek. Can you explain that, Derek, what happened? Because I know a young lady came up, and I think she recognized you, Derek. And then the guy said, oh, so you all know each other? And like just like that, Derek, Travis, and I got into this eating area. And they had some really, really good food.
I had no idea who that person was, Ma.
But Derek Shatler, she knew you, Derek, and Travis said the same thing.
Ma, this is what I'm saying,
what happened,
Ma.
Huh?
If you act like you're there, nobody wants to admit that they don't know nothing, and they don't want to make the mistake of you might being important. So everybody acts like your friend until they're not your friend. So she was like, blah 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 blah, and we got in and we got a bunch of free food.
What it was. Okay. But she had, she knew you, Derek.
And I looked like I knew her.
The same impression.
I acted like I was supposed to be there.
The person who was at the gate, or the little gate, he said, He said, oh, so you know him? You all know each other? And I don't know if she said yes or no, but he let us in, including Travis, who had not gotten his badge yet. And we ordered our food, and that's when we met the person who works with AGN on that on his Nitro thing that he got going for himself. And I was really impressed.
Nitro Pod.
With the whole thing. What is it called there?
Nitro Pod.
Yes. Uh-huh.
She said the same, Mom.
Pulled up there, I didn't have my camera ready. I would have taken a picture of it right away because it really made an entrance if you all haven't seen.
We were at a Devolver Digital area, which is a bunch of trailers and food trucks. And we were sitting there eating. And then out of all these trailers, like we were literally surrounded by trailers, right, Ma? We're like,
yes.
And then like this big giant one, which is like five times bigger than all the other ones, slowly rolls up like a Star Destroyer in Star Wars, at the beginning of Star Wars, just slowly wheels in and it keeps coming and coming and coming. And you realize that's a Nitro Pod food truck. And the Nitro Pod food truck is a big old ice cream truck. We went inside the food truck, and the inside was about the size of a small apartment. You could basically live in there if you wanted to. And
it was kind of narrow though, Derek. You know,
it was huge.
And I got some, huge. Oh, I didn't see all of it then.
I got, and then we got some ice cream. No, we came back and got ice cream later.
We didn't get it right away because he hadn't set everything up. We went to E3, then we came back. And then we had our nice, that was delicious ice cream. It has a different taste to it. It was delicious. But I want to stop and I got a few comments here. Zappy, what I learned on Mom's Minute today is I should never listen to authority. I should take pictures of what I want when I want. No. No, that's not true. But I have been taking pictures all day, and some people want to, you just have to, when it's okay to do something. You're a grown person, okay? And I'm grown, and Derek grown, so we know. He was just trying to flaunt his authority. That's what I think. So I did take pictures, and I don't regret it. Reginator, Ms. H, did you know the Steam Summer Sale is going on right now? No, I did not, Reginator. Oh, Steam is having a summer sale in Tiger Claw. Ms. H, did you go to any of the E3 parties? All right, now we'll be getting into that. How much time do we have left? Because we had a special type E3 party that I talked to you all about before the show is over. But I hope you all okay with us doing all this talking without interlude music. Derek, don't you want to have some kind of break, Derek? Some kind of music to break up the talk?
No, thank you.
All right. Okay. So what happened next was, where were we on the, after we...
We went in and you went to Atlas.
Oh, yes. And that's where, because I was trying very hard to keep up with Derek. And I want us all to stay together so I knew where everyone was so we would stay together as a family.
And I kept telling you that wasn't going to happen, Ma. I kept trying to tell you, I was like, that's not going to be possible.
I know, but then I made a note. When I went to my Atlas interview, I made a note as to where you and Travis were. You all were around, talking to that person you had talked to the day before. It was an Xbox One game, I think. What was the name of that game, Derek, that you
Project
talked
Spark.
To for a long time?
I did an interview with the developer of Project Spark for the Xbox One.
Right, Project Sparks. And Derek, you knew more than the person talking about it knew, Derek.
We also talked to, got an interview with the Defense Grid 2 people, which is also coming out on the Xbox One.
Okay, now is that the interview you had when I walked away, Derek, when I had to go to my Atlas interview?
Yes.
Okay. Because what happened was I went and did my Atlas interview. Now, I did tape that also. The person I needed to talk to was on break, so I walked around, tried to find Derek and Travis, and then I walked back to Atlas. I couldn't find Derek and Travis. So I was going on to my interview. So I walked back, and I did a short interview with one of, I guess he was a developer on this game called, and Derek, help me on this, Rim. It's that pinball game where you have characters as part of the game. Rim, see, I don't have the name. Derek was named that gang. Derek.
I don't know, man.
Oh, okay, you all. I'll write about it, okay? But anyway.
Rollers of the Realm, man.
It was a pinball.
Rollers of the Realm.
Game, really?
The game's called Rollers of the Realm.
Oh, Rollers of the Realm, which was a pinball game. And the way I understood it was the pinballs would be actual people or characters being moved around. But that's not the case because I thought they have pinballs going from different areas. But he's saying it's telling a story. But I had a different impression of what that game was all about. But he went into detail, you know, telling me about, you know, what was involved with the game and so forth. But I enjoyed my How to Train Your Dragon interview the most. But he knew what he was talking about. And that's where I decided to go back to look for Derek Travis.
What console was it for, Mom?
I would imagine this. There are like thousands of people around. You almost have to, there was lots and lots of people around. All these different rooms and all these displays going on. So I had to walk back to where I last saw Derek and Travis, and they were not there.
Ma.
So I started to walk around. What, Derek?
What console was the Rollers of the Realm for?
I don't know. I think it was the, I don't know, Derek.
PS4 and PC.
Is that what it was? PS4 and PC?
Yes.
Okay. All right. See, this is off the cuff, you all. If I had planned this, you know, I like to be prepared. I would have had all that information for you all.
Right, E3 was 2 weeks ago, Ma.
Oh, 2 weeks ago, Darren. When I talk about it, I want to make sure I get all everything in. I don't want to leave anything out. So I was, we had a part where I'm trying to find Derek and Trey, walking around trying to find them. And I decided to, I decided to call on my cell. No, Derek, before I left, Travis told me to text him, and he would, he would let me know where they were. So,
did you see anything interesting when you were walking through my
Xbox? This is the text. And not really, Derek. I didn't see anything interesting. I saw.
What about Forza? Did you see Forza, Ma?
Oh, yes. Now, that was interesting. And I got a picture. I had Derek to take a picture of me in front of the Forza 5 car. They had, and I'm not sure if that was an actual, but
was it an actual
Forza 5 car, Derek?
Yes, it was.
What type of car was that? It was yellow, a nice bright yellow color.
It's a Lamborghini.
It was a Lamborghini. Okay, it was on display and it was, twirling around, revolving and rotating around, and there was a guy standing in front of it, so I had Derek to take a picture of in front of the, I didn't know it was a Lamborghini. So, yes, they did have some impressive displays and games. But I was there mostly for the experience. In fact, now we're back. I'm trying to tell you all about me trying to locate Derek and Travis. So I got involved with my phone. I guess I was standing in the middle of the floor. And people had to walk around me to get where they were going. I was trying to call. I was trying to use the phone to call. First, I texted that call. And what one person did to me, he said, could you step on the black part of the car? Now, I did do what it would do as he asked me to, because he said it very nicely, said please and so forth. So I did step over because I was sort of blocking the way, but I was trying to call on my cell phone. And then Derek answered the phone and he explained to me where they were. And we went outside. During the first day and second day, we did go outside because this place is so big. This convention center is so large. It's split up in like two or three buildings, right, Derek?
Yes.
Because with the first day, I thought I was going to only one building, and then Derek pointed across the way and said, there's another building over there, and we're going over there. And so the good news is that I did locate Derek and Travis, and they were together, so everything worked out very, very well. So what else happened? I'm trying to think what some of the highlights, because every day something interesting was going on, you know, really. Anything else, Derek, about the interviews that you want to talk about, your interviews, Derek?
No, we went up. We saw Peter Moore walking around the head of.
Now, did we validate that was actually Peter Moore?
That was Peter Moore.
That him. Explain who Peter Moore is.
Everybody, Peter Moore is a big muckety muck in the video game industry.
He was just walking down the hall with two other people beside him. He didn't have an entourage.
You don't need one, man.
You don't need one.
We went to see Elite Frontier, the new Elite game that's going to be coming out soon. And that was basically it for the second day because I got real sick, so we had to leave.
That's right, Derek. You did really good, Derek, to walk around. You really did. Because we had to do quite a bit of walking. And I did buy a big plate of food. I really overspent, but I spent a lot of money on making sure you all had.
What about the cost of food there, Ma?
I knew it would be expensive, but I wanted us to be.
How much more expensive is it than regular food, Ma?
Very expensive, Derek. About water for $4 or $5 for water that costs $1. $4 or $5 for that. So I knew I was going to spend more money. But then, that's part of the experience. You expect that. So you prepare for it and make sure you have enough money. And I did. So I didn't have any problems getting food. And we sat down, we ate. And at first I thought I bought too much. But I think we ate all that food. Not all at once. We went back to Derek's apartment. And we had some more things, more to eat. Now, I'm trying to think about anything else what really stood out. If I had one thing that really stood out, I would say, Derek and Travis is all being together. And Derek, when I heard you, Travis in the other room talking at night, I didn't know who that was. I was trying to figure out, that sounded like Travis, but I didn't know. Because, see, I had called Travis earlier about 1 o'clock. I didn't know for sure when he was showing up. And when I walked out there, I said, okay, now I can bring my gifts out. So I had some gifts that I'd gotten from the place I went to for my video game field trip. You all, that did not get a chance to talk about. My video game field trip I went to was E-Star. I'll talk about that.
First of all, Mom, those weren't gifts. Gifts means that you paid for them. I believe that me and Chaz paid for those with our own money. So it doesn't really count as gifts. Also, what about the E3 parties, Mom?
Okay, now, when we had talked about E3 parties before, I envisioned going to these places where they have these big-name video game people, and then we sort of mingle, and whatever. And in preparation for that, I ordered a lot of business cards. I used VistaPrint, and I told Derek, if you haven't ordered business cards from VistaPrint, they charge you for one side of the card and then another price for a different side of the card and for color. Everything you ask for, there's a charge for. Be careful when you order from VistaPrint. But this was a special occasion, so I did order a lot of business cards because I thought I was going to go to one of those big E3 parties. But I might go to one.
You did go to a big E3 party.
Yeah, I did go to one, yes. I did go to Oscars. What's the name of it? Say the name of it.
The All Games E3 party.
I think you placed some pictures on Facebook of it.
The All Games E3 party at Hell House Sports Bar.
Yes. And we had a really, really good time. There's a pool table there, a nice-ass pool table. Oh, here's Zaf here. The cool people go to the E3 parties. Now, when I met that cool person at that in the cool room, I should have given him my business card because maybe I would have met more people or whatever. I don't know if he was one of the cool people. But that's right, Zappy. Regina, Ms. H, you were just in a copy of The Ship on Steam. Oh, what does that mean, Derek?
I believe he just sent you a game, Ma.
Oh, thank you, Reginator. Oh, isn't that nice? Thank you very much. Oh, and by the way, I did buy I keep buying stuff, you all. I did buy a hard drive. you know, we had been talking about storage and so forth, and I did buy, based on the advice from my sons, you know, Derek and Travis, I bought a hard drive, WD, for Mac, and it's brand new. I haven't had a chance to use it yet. I need to make sure I use it right, but it's still in the box. Well, I did take out the box because I wanted to see how it looked, but so now I can start playing games without thinking about bothering messing up my Mac. All right, let's go back to E3, you all. The show is almost over. If you all been, I want to hear from you all. Have any of you all go to E3? Let me know what's going on, if you were in that area, if you actually went to E3. And we did have sort of a allgames.com get together one day. It just happened that we happened to be there at the same time. You remember there right outside the convention center?
Lawrence was there from Lawrence and Joe from Fantastic Forum was there. Ashford was there from Chocolate Covered Cosplay. We had people from Riot were there. Yes, so we are all hanging. That happened outside right outside of E3.
Yeah, that was fun seeing allgames.com.
And at the All Games party, we gave away a bunch of prizes to people, and played music, and we had video games set up that people can play.
Yes, and we had the Neo Geo set up, and one of the patrons there. I don't think he was part of the.
If he was there, he was at the. Well, he was at the party, Ma.
Oh, okay, he was there. Okay, he did ask. He said, "I want to play that." He said, "I want to play that game." That's why I asked Derek to pick it. It was already set up. What did you have to do to set it up, Derek?
Just started my hit start button.
Just started. Get it started. So he sat there for a while and played Neo Geo. Some of the games there. I played some of the games there, also. So we had a fun time. And also, Derek, you said when we was driving. What street was that right in front of L.A. Convention Center? You saw a person you said that you knew.
Andrea Renee.
Huh?
Andrea Renee.
Yes, and we didn't get a chance to say anything to her. You were in the car, and there was a lot of people walking across the street.
I'm not cool enough to be allowed to talk to Andrea Renee, Ma. She don't talk to me.
Why not, Derek?
I'm not cool. I'm not cool. Only cool people talk to other cool people.
Derek, you're cool, Derek. We went in the cool room, Derek. You got us in that upscale place where you get all that free food, quality food. We didn't have to pay 1 cent for that food, and it was delicious. All right, so you are the cool person, Derek. You and Travis and myself and all my listeners, you all out there are cool people, too. Just like Zappy said, I hear the cool people go to E3 parties. So, yes, that's right. And we did go to that E3 party. And anything else about that? Anything else about the party itself, Derek?
It was very good. Everybody should go
to it. Very good. Before we knew it, like we started. It started at, what, 6 or something like that?
It started at 8 o'clock. And it started
8 o'clock, and it's supposed to end at 11, but we were still talking. Well, you all were still talking. I was sort of on the sidelines, but you all were still talking. Games. And I met Shadow Next Gen. See out there? I met Shadow Next Gen. And I gave him my business card. So that was interesting. That was really interesting. Yes. Anything else about E3 parties, Derek?
Are you going next year?
I had a really, really good time, you all. I had a nice flight there, a nice flight back. And I was so sorry when I had to leave. I had an early plane flight. But, you know, I have special privileges where I don't have to wait in line. I can just go up in front of everybody else.
Are you planning on going next year, Ma?
Yeah, Derek, I don't think I got the real feel of E3. I think there was a lot more going on that I didn't get a taste of or experience. I don't know, Derek. I still felt like I really didn't get.
So you're not going next year?
I had a good time, but I think there was so much to do and so much to cover that I'm pretty sure that something was not done. But what I did not like about this conference was there wasn't any really new games. They had Ultra Street Fighter, a big display of Ultra Street Fighter. In fact, Derek and I talked about this, Derek. You said it yourself that a lot of the games that they talked about at E3 were already out. There was not, was there any new games really introduced?
Every game at E3 is a new game almost, man.
And I was surprised nobody mentioned Watch Dogs. I guess because that had already been released. But that was supposed to have been a big game, so.
The Division.
Somebody tried to make something during the EA conference, you all, the EA press conference. They said that something was being done, that a group of people were on top of the roof playing a game as we speak. Derek, do you remember that, Derek? He said, I want to know where they were. He wouldn't disclose where they were. But they were talking about a particular game, just as we speak. It's out there, people are on top of the roof playing it. That's something I would like to see. I want to see something, you know, different that you don't see every day.
We saw a tank crushing a taxi cab.
Oh, yes. And the interesting thing about that is, the first time I saw it, I thought I was only watching a tank. The first time I saw it, I thought it was only a tank. But the second day when I saw the whole thing, because I think Travis asked me, had I seen the tank on top of the cab? I said, no, the tank was, it's just a tank. It's not on top of the cab. And I walked, and you all, they had an actual, was there an actual tank there? I know there was an actual cab.
Yes, it was an actual tank.
It was an actual tank on top of a squash cab. And I don't think that was good, you all. I don't think that was a good message to send.
For a few years now, World of Tanks, Wargaming.net, will bring a tank to E3. And this year, they kind of upped it because they brought a tank and they put a tank on top of a car.
Now, why did they have to put it on top of a car? That's part I didn't like, because the car was all
people expected the tank, man. We saw the tank before.
Yeah, I saw the tank, yeah.
So they got to do something different. We saw a tank for the past 5 years. We saw the tank, so they got to do something different. Man, you got to raise the ante.
Darren. I don't know. I got a shock value, I guess. But, yes, there were so many things to see. I want to – in fact, that's why I'm glad I got my hard drive, because I'm going to download all the pictures. It's still on my camera. I'm going to download them on my Mac, on my hard drive. I kept taking pictures upon pictures upon pictures. They had a really, really good time. It was like, it's funny when you're there, you're having a good time, but then when you leave, then you realize just how much fun you had, that you really had, you know. So I really had a good time. And I highly recommend you all go to E3 and experience it for yourself. Everything is large, big, on a large, big scale. And the people are, for the most part, I think everybody was friendly. He was just security guards, but everybody
else was friendly. So no E3 for you next year, Emma?
Huh, Derek?
No E3 for you next year? You're going to go to PAX instead?
If I have a choice, Derek, I want to go to E3, Derek. Where's PAX, Hill?
PAX, there's going to be PAX in Boston, Seattle, and Austin.
I like California. California. I want to go to E3. In California. That's where I want to go. So now since we get ready to hang up to Derek. We have to close this call, Derek. We have to close the show, rather. But now I'm thinking that since I got admitted the first time on Mom's Minute, that it should be a shoe-in for any other time that I would like to go. What do you all think?
Can I make an announcement, Mom, before we end the show?
Yes, but we're ready to end the show, you all. But thank you all, Derek. Okay, thank you all for listening. I hope you enjoyed and you learned something from it. I will be writing some articles on it. And if you have any questions, my next show, you can talk about it, next time. What's your announcements?
AllGames.com is giving away a collector's edition of Monochroma for the PC. It includes an art book, survival kit, and the DVD of the game. It's not a code. We're actually giving away a box special edition. To win, just follow All Games Radio on Twitter. It's All Games Radio, all one word, no spaces. And post the phrase, I want to win Monochroma from All Games Radio. That's all you need to do. Just Twitter, I want to win Monochroma from All Games Radio, our Twitter tag. And we will be the winner will be chosen on Wednesday, June 25th. We will choose a winner. The only stipulation is that we will only ship to the United States. So if you're out of the country and you want to win, just make sure you know somebody in the United States that'll send it to you, because that's the only place we'll ship it. That's again to win a special edition of Monochroma for the PC, including an art book, survival kit, and DVD. Post on Twitter after following All Games Radio, I want to win Monochroma from All Games Radio.
Very good, Derek. What about the tournament? Is it a tournament going on?
Tournament is not going on right now.
Okay. All right, so you all do that, okay? All right, now what I want to do, I still want to end with my son because it has to do with self-confidence, and I think both of my sons have that. That's why we were able to, we had such a good time. My next saying is about the importance of having self-confidence. Recognize and be confident in who you are as well as what you do. Remember to always hold your head up high. All right, that's it for the show. You all had a good time. I didn't expect to talk about E3, but I hope you all enjoyed and learned something from it, and we can talk about it again next time. So thank you for listening. Please come back next week, next Monday, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time at chat.allgames.com. Thank you very much. Thank you, Derek, and have a nice evening.
Time for Mom's Minute.
Oh, really? My minute is over.
Hello. How you doing?
All about millions and millions of listeners.
Family people gather like two people.